Who's talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910? Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and classic Hobbo humor. Who's Talking is brought to you by West End Orthopedic Clinic, Richmond BMW, LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, TGI Fridays, the UVA Bookstore, the Sabre, Carpool, Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Ventures, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Kelleher Heating and Air, and Pacific Life Insurance Company. Who's Talking is on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Here's Frank and Jim.
Yeah.
Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host Jim Hobgood. UVA's basketball team played well again for 30 minutes in a loss to Duke, and now has to rebound quickly for their big game tonight up in Chestnut Hill versus Boston College. UVA football recruiting, meanwhile, is full speed ahead, looking pretty good. And the other Cavalier sports are getting underway for big winter spring seasons. We're glad that you joined us tonight.
Indeed. This is Hobbo. We have another exciting show lined up for you tonight. We're delighted to have one of my favorites. Harold Dean was leaving as I was coming into my broadcast tenure, but Harold Dean, often referred to as the Warrior, will be joining us, although I guess Warrior, you're not supposed to use that kind of terminology anymore in our new civilized society. But Harold Dean will be joining us momentarily. In the second half hour, we'll have head baseball coach Brian O'Connor to give us an update on the Step Up to the Plate event in Charlottesville. I think Frank said it's Saturday, January 29th is the date for that. I'm sure there are probably still tickets available if you want to go. And I guess Coach O'Connor will tell us who the featured guest is this year. And we'll also have our friend Chris Horn from the Sabre join us in the second half hour to give us any last-minute updates on the recruiting front as we're coming down to signing day 2 weeks from today. And we'll have more on that later. But at any rate, there are several ways to follow the show, and Frank will explain that right now.
We encourage call-ins. Just dial 345-0910. Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesabre.com. All of our previous shows are archived on thesabre.com. We encourage everyone to also go to our Facebook page. Just search Who's Talking and become a fan. Your questions and comments are always welcome. Tonight, just call 345-0910.
Well, as Frank indicated a little earlier, the Wahoo basketball team now 10-7, 1-2 in the ACC. We have petitioned John Swofford to shorten conference games to 20 minutes. Not only will make things go a little faster, we'd be 3-0 if that were the case. But our petition has been rejected, unfortunately, so they're going to remain 40 minutes. So the team's going to have to figure out how to play a solid 40 minutes starting 1 hour from now up in Boston at Chestnut Hill, as Frank indicated. The Boston College game tonight, and then the Wahoos come home Saturday to play Georgia Tech, a noon tip-off at JPJ.
Huge game.
Yeah, I mean, well, tonight's game, big game, too. We talked off-air before we came on, Boston College, a positive surprise in the ACC this year, 3-1 in the league, 13-5 overall under their new coach. So, we'll talk a little bit about the BC game during the course of the evening. May ask Harold Dean a little bit about that as well. We'll have him shortly. Let me go ahead and give you a little background on Harold Dean, although our listeners probably don't need to hear a whole lot about him. But I was just looking at some stuff before we went on. Harold Dean is ninth in scoring in school history. He's fifth on the all-time steal list. He's sixth on the all-time assist list. He never led the team in rebounding. You know, he allowed Junior Burrow and Norman Nolan to take over on the glass.
Do not forget Zeus, Yuri Barnes.
The other thing is he led the team, not a four-year starter, but he also led the team in free throw percentage all 4 years and was the leading three-point basket maker his first year, and then along came Curtis Staples, and Curtis took over. That probably allowed Harold to get a few more assists.
Interesting point, though. As often as Curtis shot from beyond the arc, he finished a few points behind Harold in the all-time career scoring column. Curtis finished in 10th place, but Harold finished in 9th.
Well, Curtis Staples had the fastest release on a jump shot of anybody I've ever seen. And given the way defenses were structured to stop him, it had to be quick. But at any rate, I think we may have Harold on the line now. Harold, are you with us?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Glad you could take a few minutes tonight and join us. Think Frank's going to jump in here and start you off with a question.
Hey, Harold, this is Frank. Good to have you on tonight. I thought we'd start out a little bit by looking back the past for a few minutes, and then we'd transition and talk about the current team, because we know that you have seen Tony Bennett's team. So we're going to first talk about your days back under Coach Jeff Jones. You know, back when you first joined the Cavs, quite a talented group of guys. I mean, you had Junior Burrow, Jason Williford, Corey Alexander, Yuri Barnes, et cetera, and had some tremendous finishes. Your first year on the team, you were 8-8 in the ACC. The second year, 12-4, and then regular season ACC co-champions. So your career started up just on fire. What were those days like for you?
They were great experiences. We had some really good guys that were upper-class guys that took me under their wing and really showed me the way as a freshman. The same guys you mentioned, Jason Williford, Yuri Barnes, Corey Alexander, Cornell Parker, those guys really took me under their wings and showed me the way, not just on the court doing the right things and working hard, but also just as a person, you know, in society at UVA and Charlottesville, trying to be a good student athlete. So I really appreciate what those guys did for me on and off the floor.
Harold, talk a little bit about that 95 run. You know, we often talk about the NCAA tournament going from the first weekend to the second weekend. Unfortunately, that's something that Virginia has not done since 1995, so hopefully Coach Bennett will allow us to do that before too long. But that had to be thrilling. Walk us through those basically four games in the NCAA tournament back in 95.
You know, well, as you know, the teams that were in the tournament, there were 64 teams. What we focused on was each individual game. And so when we went into the tournament, we just focused on each game and said, you know what, if we win one game at a time, we could be some of the last teams playing in that tournament. And we upset Kansas, and we got a chance to play Arkansas as well, who had a great team that year. We ended up losing in the last few minutes of that game, being that Corey Alexander was just recovering from a broken foot. But we had a great run. We beat some teams that people didn't even think we would even have a chance to win against. And it was a great run. I'll never forget it. One of the best experiences of my lifetime as a basketball player.
You know, Harold, I think back on those teams and how every single player on that team had a role. You know, Yuri Barnes played tremendous defense down low and just cleaned the boards. Junior Burrow would attack the basket and draw fouls on the interior players for the opponent. You and Corey would penetrate and dish and then take the ball and score with it as needed. Jason Williford was a glue guy, making nice passes all over the court, and Cornell Parker was just a defensive fiend. Talk about having watched Tony Bennett's team recently, and maybe compare what he's trying to do with his kids today.
That's an awesome parallelism to what we experienced in success during those good years, and where the team is today. What was more important, none of the guys on our team really cared who shot the ball or who scored a lot of points, but everyone knew what their role was and accepted their role and was willing to step up when they had to, when their number was called. So we had a very good group of guys who were very unselfish, and each person's role was pretty much defined as far as what their skill level was and what they could contribute to the team. Now today, with our Coach Bennett's team, you know, we got a really good group of young kids with Harris. I also like the kid, what's his name?
KT Harrell?
Yeah, KT Harrell.
KT Harrell, yeah, I love him. He can score the basketball. And then we're getting our big guy Scott back next year. That's going to be awesome. So I really look forward to some better days for UVA basketball right now.
Yeah, we talked about that, Harold, earlier today. And I think course, it's disappointing from the standpoint of this year that Mike Scott got hurt and is not able to play. But I think even you described it maybe a blessing in disguise long term, because with his return next year and these first-year kids getting the kind of experience that they are this year, next season could be very, very good for Virginia basketball.
Oh, yeah. The guys keep working hard and stay humble. Listen to the coach. You know, Coach Bennett, he's a great coach, great motivator, great recruiter. If these guys just believe in his system and do what they're asked to do, along with just, you know, working together as a team and each person looking in the mirror saying, okay, what are my goals for this summer? What are my goals for the preseason? What are my goals that my coach wants me to accomplish as a team member on this UVA basketball team? If those things can be defined along with just that hard work ethic and good attitude, you know, the sky really is the limit, because Scott, you know, if he gets, you know, 10 to 15 touches down low, he's good for 20, 25 points a game.
Not to mention the rebounds.
and the rebounds.
Harold, want to give you an accolade here. Last year, Jim and I were down at the ACC tournament in Greensboro, and we were delighted to see you named to that basketball legends class, and you were honored for all your excellent years playing in the ACC. You were recruited out of Metoka High School and heavily recruited by Clemson and Kansas, as well as UVA and Richmond. Talk to us a little bit about what recruiting was like back in your day and maybe what might have changed between then and today.
Wow, that's a great question. With me individually, I started playing AAU basketball when I was about 14 years old, which now AAU basketball is very, very big now. And a lot of these coaches come out to see these kids on AAU teams because AAU teams get a chance to get up and down the floor more. They're playing against very talented teams across the whole country. And so AAU was a platform to help me get exposure with big-time college basketball. At the time, Metoka was a double-A school, so we did play some triple-A schools during that time, but we didn't have as much exposure. So those teams that you named that were recruiting me fortunately got a chance to see me play in a tournament, 17 and under tournament in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and that's when I really, you know, became, you know, the player, you know, that I ended up being at UVA because I got that exposure and that opportunity to play in AAU ball.
Harold, we've got to go to break in a couple of minutes, but I think we got a caller on the line now, so let's take the call from one of our listeners. Caller, go ahead.
I believe it's Brett.
Brett, go ahead.
Hey, Harold, this is your old Little League ball coach, Brett Aikens. How you doing? Hey, Brett, how you doing, bro? I'm doing all right. I want you to tell the listeners, because I've heard a lot of talk about UVA football and basketball and recruiting-wise. I want you to tell us about what you think about recruiting as far as how difficult it is to compete on a national scale at UVA because of the, you know, everybody's talking about it. It's a high academic school versus the North Carolinas of the world and that kind of thing. And you just talk a little bit about that, and I'm going to hang up and listen.
Man, I'm glad you're bringing that up, because every time I go to American Family Fitness or some kind of sports arena, people talk about the recruiting. And with football, you know, sometimes we lose out on some players, you know, that want to go to the North Carolinas and these other schools to play Virginia Tech, to name another school, with football. And it's the same with basketball a little bit. You know, a kid, you know, if he has an offer to Duke or North Carolina, they may consider going to those schools. But, hey, they don't know if they're going to play there or not. And I look at it, we let a lot of local talent, you know, get away. But I think, you know, with Bennett being there and then London also being from the Virginia area, I think, you know, the recruiting is going to change around for us. And I think we're going to land some of these top recruits that have been getting away in the past not going to UVA.
Harold, go ahead, Frank.
I'm going to agree with that 100%. I think the approach and the rhetoric and the philosophies of both Coach Bennett and Coach Mike London are sound. I think they fit the UVA model to a T. And, Harold, I think you've touched on a brilliant point there that to win these recruiting battles, Virginia had to make some changes, and I think both these coaches are doing a great job.
I agree 100%. I got a chance to actually talk to Coach London briefly down at the ACC tournament, and, man, he is an awesome, awesome guy. He's genuine. He looks you right in the face. He just seemed like just 100% truthful, honest guy, and I would love for my son to be recruited by someone like that. And I've heard nothing but good things about Coach Bennett as well.
All right, we're visiting with Harold Dean. Harold, can you hang with us through the break, and we'll just keep you for a couple of more minutes, if that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, we're visiting with former Virginia star Harold Dean. We'll be back after these messages.
This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. We've got former UVA guard Harold Dean on the phone with us. Harold, I think we've got a caller on the line. I think it's Billy. Billy, if you're there, go ahead and pose your question to Harold Dean.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment to him. Harold, you there?
Yes, I am.
I was at the game. I don't know if they've talked about this because I missed the show that Corey broke his ankle. Was that UConn?
Yeah, it was. I think it was a UConn.
And I think from that game on, nobody knew what they would do for a point guard, but they put a guy named Harold Dean in. And he did a magnificent job the rest of that year.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. And
that.
If I had to describe you, I've done this many times, I'd say warrior, tough as nickel hamburger, goes bear hunting with a switch. But
well,
I don't know if you remember this or not, but I also saw you at a spring football game, and y'all were in the process of recruiting one Melvin Whitaker.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And you told me that if you got him, you'd be lights out. And, of course, you know the rest of that story, but you guys had a great run with your group of people. And
thank
congratulations.
You. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we had good years at UVA. I'm just glad to be a part of the UVA family. And even more importantly, I'm glad to be going back to some games now and giving the current team some support.
Harold, let me we want to ask you about your favorite moment as a Cavalier, but I'm going to inject one other question. Give me your appraisal of Jontel Evans as a point guard. Billy mentioned you went in as a point guard. How can Jontel improve his game?
Well, one thing I do like is that he's a good penetrator, and he's very strong, and he can get after guys on the defensive end as well already. What he will have to work on is developing a consistent pull-up jump shot. That's going to help him a whole lot because he can get wherever he wants to on the floor. But once he starts knocking down one or two jump shots and making those guys come out and play him a little bit more, then the whole court will open up even better for him. And then the second thing I thought would help him would be knowing who your personnel is and who to give the ball to if certain guys are hot out there, to play the game within the game.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about the jump shot. And he doesn't have to make a whole bunch of them, but he just needs to be a threat such that other teams have to respect him from the perimeter. But let's go back. We may have touched on this earlier with the NCAA run, but what were your or was or were your favorite memories as a player at Virginia?
I've had a couple of great memories, playing there at UVA. One in particular, which we briefly spoke about, was the run we had in the NCAA tournament. I think we had a very good chemistry going on with our team. Everybody was like a chain, a link on a chain, and it seemed like the better we played together, it seemed like everybody was willing to give of themselves. Nobody cared who scored the points, like I was saying before, and everybody stressed defense and rebounding. If you can play good defense, rebound the basketball, and just be scrappy out there, you'll find yourself close in ball games with an opportunity to win at the end. And that's all you can ask for from your team is to go out there and play hard and do the best you can.
Harold, as we always like to do, we'd like to find out how our former athletes are and graduates, how they are doing out in the real world today. And following a lot of basketball in the pros, talk to us a little bit about what you're doing today.
Okay, I train a lot of basketball players individually now, girls and boys from ages 7 all the way up to about 18 years of age. I also work with Amway Global Online as well, selling different products. And then also, I've been a mentor to a lot of young student athletes in the area, doing basketball camps, and we also do speed and agility camps around the area as well with another personal trainer of good friend that's a personal trainer of mine over at American Family Fitness. So I'm staying within the sports world. I love what I do. I love helping kids and motivating them, and God has been good to me, and I'm going to keep rolling as long as he allows me to do that.
Well, Frank mentioned while we were on the commercial break that we need to have you in studio one of these weeks where you could actually be here with us, and maybe some callers could call in with some additional questions. But, Harold, this has been terrific. I've said before, your senior year was the first year I did the radio, and I guess you're not supposed to have favorites, but of the 12 years I did it, you were one of my favorites just simply because I've never seen a more intense competitor than I did with Harold Dean, and just a terrific young man, a credit to the university and the program. So thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey, I'm glad to be a part of you guys' program. If you guys need me for anything else, I'm a part of the family, and I'm very appreciative that you guys had me on the show.
Well, listen, take care, Harold.
Yeah, we know where to find you now. Harold Dean, former star at Virginia. We'll go to our bottom of the hour break now. We'll be back with Coach Brian O'Connor following these messages.